I'm Bethany Conway. Welcome to Courage to Live in Your Trueness podcast, where we talk about the real and raw process of staying true to who we are in everyday life. Learning to find joy, hope, and peace in the midst of it all.
Hey friends, thanks for joining me for this week's podcast. Wow, this last week has been quite the adventure and ride for our family. We had a family emergency take place this week that was totally unexpected and you could not prepare for. And it caused us to really challenge our ability to stay present in the moment. It challenged our ability to remain grateful and thankful. It challenged our ability to stay connected to each other in the middle of a crisis. And in the midst of this family emergency, as you're trying to navigate the unknown and figure out what to do and how to process, fear is there knocking at the door of your emotions and your thoughts and how you're going to respond in an emergency situation. And I know that I would think and I feel that our family actually did really well. And we passed the test, if there's ever a test to be taken in a family emergency crisis situation. But in that moment, we were faced with fear. And from how it was being processed through with my children and how they were experiencing and how they were reacting in the moment. And fear can cause us to do a lot of different things in our responses in a crisis and in an emergency. And, you know, some of the good responses that take place when we are faced with a crisis or a challenge or an emergency situation, when it impacts people that matter to you and people that you care about and people that you love. And then in a crisis situation, you deny yourself, which is really an unhealthy response. You deny yourself the right to feel the situation. And I mean by that, the emotions or the feelings or the vulnerability and leaning into the moment that this is a scary situation. This is a scary moment. I don't know all the things that are going to happen. All the what ifs can get out of control in your mind. But yet, in the midst of all that, you shut down your emotions or you deny yourself the right to even process through that. Or you even operate in denial that this is even a crisis or an emergency. And you downplay it or you laugh it off or joke it off instead of really acknowledging the seriousness of the situation. And thankfully, my family didn't go down that route, but I know that I have seen people do that. In a crisis situation where fear sets in, the response has been the complete opposite of what you think would be an appropriate response. But it's that response. We respond from a place because we don't know how to handle or process the emotion, or we don't give ourselves permission to process the emotions and the feelings that we're facing. And so we laugh and we joke, and which is okay, but if it's the numbing piece to minimize the experience and minimize what's really happening, that is not a healthy response. And you know, on the opposite swing of that, you can go into this place where you're over-emotionalizing. And maybe over-emotionalizing isn't the correct way to say it, but where you are almost in hypersensitive, overreactive emotions, where you're out of control in the sense where you're crying, you can't even think clearly because you're playing all the what-ifs in this crisis situation. And because your thoughts are out of control, because your emotions are out of control, it doesn't allow you to navigate. It doesn't allow you to see clearly. It doesn't allow you to make the proper decisions. It doesn't allow you to stay present in the moment and just to center yourself to be available, emotionally available in that time. And during our situation, our family emergency, I, as the mom, had to be really good about acknowledging and verbalizing with my children in that moment that I was scared, that tears in my eyes, that I was scared as mom. But I didn't just stay in that place. I helped my children navigate those experiences and allowing them to be okay with being scared, to allow them to cry, to allow them to talk, to allow them to say what they were feeling, and my husband to say what he was feeling, and admit what's going on the inside instead of pushing it down or hiding it or numbing it or not acknowledging the truth of how scary this situation was. And one of my daughters, in the midst, as soon as this moment took place, she was quickly telling me all the things that she had to do at school and all the places that she had to go. And I had to calmly tell her, it's okay. The most important thing in this moment right now is for you to be present with your family. Because we don't know the outcome. We don't know what's going on. We can't even go down the road of making up all the worst case scenarios or all the what ifs. We need to be present in this moment and stay connected. And being able to verbalize that to your kids and being able to verbalize that to our family and allow processes and allow to talk, the safe place to talk about what they're experiencing emotionally and to allow them to admit they're scared, but not to sit in this place of fear where then no action can take place. Because when we sit in that place of fear, our thoughts get out of control. We almost become disabled to even react appropriately in those situations. That fight or flight kicks in that place in our brain. And we have to be able to get curious, be honest with ourselves, and stay present in those moments of crisis. The biggest thing that I found that helped our family through that moment was reminding ourselves of how grateful we are to be able to be together as a family. The gratitude to know that we're family, that we're connected, that we love each other, that we are in each other's lives, and just the ability to be present for each other in the moment was that reminder for our whole family that we cannot take our lives for granted, that we cannot assume that any of us are going to be given tomorrow, that the relationships and the connections that we have with each other are more important than anything on our to-do list or things that need to get done or places we need to be. Those can wait because we're grateful to be together. Gratitude is what trumped the fear that we were experiencing as a family. Gratitude to be alive, gratitude to be together, gratitude for the ability to just walk away from our schedule and just to be present with each other in that moment. I love this quote from Oprah Winfrey. She says, being grateful all the time isn't easy, but it's when you least feel thankful that you are most in need of what gratitude can give you: perspective. Gratitude can transform any situation. It alters your vibration, moving you from negative energy to positive. It's the quickest, easiest, most powerful way to affect change in your life. Tony Robbins says this, the antidote for fear, the antidote to fear is gratitude. Friends, we will face moments that are fearful, moments that are emergency situations, moments of crisis, moments of loss. And the biggest thing that we can have in our tool belt in those moments, the biggest habit that we can operate from in those moments, yes, we might be scared. Yes, we might be tearful. Yes, we might feel anxious. But how do we combat that? How do we overcome? How do we walk through those difficult moments and challenges in life? It's through gratitude. It's through thankfulness. That's how we overcome. That's how we overcome that fear that at times can become out of control in all the what ifs that can spin out in our mind, in all of the worst case scenarios that can spin out in our mind, to recenter ourselves, to center ourselves in gratitude that we are alive and breathing, that we are connected, that we have relationships, that we have a warm house to come home to, that we have vehicles that run, we have food on our table, that we get to gather together with those we love, that we are in relationship. Excuse me, getting a little emotional. But we have to hold fast to that truth. In this season, as we're coming into Thanksgiving and the holidays, it's even more so important than any other time of the year because, sure, we have some dysfunctional family. Sure, we have broken relationships. Sure, people we might have lost in this season. But the way that we navigate through, the way we travel through sometimes the lowest parts of our life, sometimes the easiest way, maybe easiest isn't the right word, but the best way that we can travel through and navigate through the holiday season is to keep ourselves in that place of gratitude for who we are, where we're at in our life, and the things that matter most to us. To shift our perspective, to make a change and shift what our focus is on. We have so much to be grateful for. Sure, there might have been losses. Sure, you might have experienced pain in these seasons. But I challenge you to shift your focus. I challenge you to look deeper than just the surface emotions and just the surface responses and lean into all the good things that have happened in your life. Lean into the fact that you are alive and breathing. Lean into that there are people that care and matter. Lean into relationships and connection. Lean into love. Lean into family. Today, my friends, if I could challenge you, it would be this. In those moments where you feel despair, in those moments that you might face a challenging situation or a crisis situation or emergency situation, lean into gratitude. Press into gratitude. Press into thankfulness. Go deep and dig deep and dive deep and lean into those places, those moments of goodness. Because my friends, gratitude is how we overcome fear. Gratitude trumps that fear that wants to play out in your mind. Gratitude will set you on a trajectory towards peace and love and joy in this holiday season. That is my challenge to you today as my listeners. Be present, shift your focus, change your perspective, and lean into gratitude today. Because my friends, we only have so much time. We only have so many moments. We only have the moment that we're in today. And gratitude will pave the way to peace, to love, and to joy. So today, my friends, I just want to say thank you for listening. And until next time, have an absolutely wonderful day.